Lawyers for Bank Milat are at Britain's highest court in a bid to have sanctions imposed on the bank by Her Majesty's Treasury lifted. This move comes despite the landmark ruling at the EU General Court in February 2013, which was supposed to remove the restrictions that have essentially stopped the bank from trading since 2009. Lawyers are also urging the nine justices to disregard secret evidence used by UK officials against Bank Milat. The Court of Appeal earlier handed down a closed judgment on the case, which was not made public or shown to the bank.
Today the argument is going to be that the closed judgment or the secret court is simply not part of the English jurisprudence. One looks at the Magna Carta, which the justice should be open and in public unless there are issues of children or state security. But there is really no state security because there is no evidence that Iran is going to bomb United Kingdom or is involved in terrorist activity here.
Bank Milat was included on a list of companies sanctioned by the UK. HM Treasury said they were satisfied Bank Milat had provided financial services to companies engaged in Iran's nuclear and ballistic missiles program. The bank strenuously denies this. Judges in the EU General Court say the EU has itself failed to prove these allegations. The British Supreme Court hearing is expected to run for 3 days. And it is here at the highest court in the land that a decision on Bank Milat's trading future will be taken. Nine of the country's sharpest legal minds will listen to days of argument. And it's ultimately their decision that will have a huge impact on the validity of sanctions imposed by Britain on Iranian-linked institutions. The fight to reverse the UK sanction decisions has been ongoing for a number of years. In 2009, UK Treasury imposes sanctions on the bank. In 2010, lawyers win a human rights ruling at the British High Court. A year later, the decision is overturned by the Court of Appeal. And in 2013, Bank Milat wins the EU General Court case on the matter. Sanctions against the bank have still not been lifted until the EU decides whether it will appeal the ruling.
What we said was the rule of law must prevail. And in fact, I consider that the European decision is not a victory for Bank Milat, but a victory for rule of law principle. Because the governments, however powerful they are, at least in the Western countries, the principle of democracy is that the law will prevail.
This case is crucial because it raises the prospect of secret evidence being used at the Supreme Court for the first time. The ruling, expected in a number of weeks, could also significantly reshape Britain's sanction policy towards Iranian organizations. Amina Taylor, Press TV, London.